were talking to attorney John Ray last week about the Justin Timberlake DUI in Sag Harbor.
Yep.
And John Ray is from Long Island. And then we got to talking because he's tied into this Gilgo Beach murder case. He was early on in it.
Yeah.
And then I saw recently they think they found two more victims tied to this case.
Oh, wow.
What are we up to now, John?
Hey, good morning, fellows.
Good morning.
It's hard to say, actually, because all kinds of investigations are going on in other states about who he may have killed there as well. So he's charged with six of them at this point, but there's many more. And I'm on some of them myself. I've got victims who have called me who managed to survive him in areas where other people were found dead. And they seem to have somewhat of the markings of him, of his work. For example, there's a Long Island girl from, I think, the Patchogue area, and she becomes a sex worker, goes to Las Vegas, and is performing there. He's out. He has a place in Las Vegas. He had a condo with his wife in Las Vegas and in an area where there were many sex workers. Anyway, this girl disappears, and her trunk is found along the highway that you go from Las Vegas on the way back to Long Island. And her trunk is found along the roadway, and then her legs are found in a field in Illinois.
Wow.
And it seems to have the markings of him. So I don't say it's him. I don't know that for sure. But there's a lot of that kind of investigation going on all over Alaska, Arizona, Virginia, Florida.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't you have something early where you were involved in it and turned out the police chief was a moron, and he's gone now?
Yes. Yeah, Chief Burke, James Burke. He was worse than a moron. I mean, he's a pervert. And he had a real predilection for prostitution. And he hooked up with a variety of them, of sex workers, one of whom, Loretta Rickenbacker, became my client later on. So I knew a great deal about Chief Burke through her. And he was a really a sick dude. And here he was, and the chief of police, and he'd been busted and ranked twice for giving his gun to a sex worker, to Loretta, actually. And then he had another girl running a prostitution ring out of his home. Guy was really nuts. And what made it all even much more important was that he was in charge of the investigation when Shannon Gilbert, Shannon Gilbert's family is my client. When Shannon Gilbert disappeared and they were looking for her, and then they found all the other bodies, there were 11 altogether. Well, he was in charge of that whole investigation, and he suppressed the investigation on purpose.
Oh, man.
So there could very well be a more serious connection with Burke and with these deaths.
This Gilgo Beach guy is done, though, right? They found, like, lists he had sorting out to do, not to do, supplies needed, problems, DNA, tire marks, blood stains, fingerprint. He had a list of problems.
Yeah, he did.
Shoe prints, photos, misleaders, police stop, truck stuck.
Man.
Fingerprints and gloves, plastic bags matched to box, hair and fight. This guy was, he's done, right? Yeah. So what do you think is happening now? They offer him a plea deal to just give up all the information?
I don't know what kind of a plea deal they could give him because he's killed so many people and planned it. They weren't just passionate crimes. They were planned, sick crimes. So I don't see what kind of plea deal there could possibly be, except, give me an extra television in my room, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which, right. Creature
coming. He's not going to see the light of day, so what can you incentivize him with?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, one thing you could tantalize him with is this. In some states, if it's found that he's murdered some of these girls in those states where there is a death penalty, then he can negotiate.
Right.
So that's to be looked for, I hope, here. But
Attorney John Ray is on. Dan from Watertown, you saw this guy?
Yeah, it was 2007, 2008. My wife and I had to drop her brother off the airport in New York, coming back through Newtown at the Blue Colony Diner. And this guy sitting there, this massive man was sitting there drinking coffee, eating bacon, sweating bullets. He had blood on his collar and a white button-up shirt, just like you see all the pictures of him. My wife got up to go to the bathroom, and he goes outside, uses his phone, calls someone, opens the trunk of his white Lincoln Town Car. It was an 87, 88 white Town Car, New York plates, ASM 7967, 7567, something. And he had something in the trunk. It could have been a drop cloth with stain on it, but it looked like a sheet with blood on it. And
he had
I told
blood
my wife
collar?
When she got back, and she told me I was nuts.
Yeah.
And I never called at that point, but when I saw his face on the news last year when it broke, I literally broke down in tears.
Right,
I was sobbing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was he with anybody?
He was by himself. And then when I read the MOs of him, calling the victims' families and taunting them and stuff, I'm remembering back, like, he was on the phone, he opened up the trunk, and I just was waiting to find out, like, some information if he ever had a white Town Car. And it was always the Avalanche, but
it could have been a
white Town Car with Link.
Could have been a rental. Who knows?
Yeah, wow. Right. And, you know, if you do the math, when that one went missing from the casino in Connecticut, and if he drove back down 84 to go back to Long Island, the Blue Colony is like a halfway point.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I'm 100% sure it was him, and there was red hairs on his collar. And I'm like, this dude has black
hair. How do you remember all this stuff?
Seriously,
was
man.
It the blood on the collar that made you?
Dude, my hair stood up. And I told my wife, and actually her brother was a pediatric homicide detective out of Chicago.
Oh.
And I called him the next day and gave him the license plate. He said he ran it and didn't come up to anything.
Okay.
But I don't know if he really did follow through on it or
wow,
not.
Wow, that's yeah. something. You saw that and just something was up.
Creepy, yeah.
Well, right. I knew it. He was, you know, I remember so many details of that. I could play it back in my mind.
Hold
and
on,
I just
John.
Wish I had called the police at that moment.
Hold on, Dan. John had a question for you.
Dan, sure. What did you say about hair? I didn't hear that.
He had some red hairs on his collar and around his, you know, like they didn't match his hair for sure. And there was some blood on his collar. I says, oh, well, he could have nicked himself shaving. And my wife at the time, she talked me out of all of it. You know, like, oh, you're seeing things. You're making shit up in your head.
Making stuff up, yeah.
Making stuff
you,
up.
You were close, man. Really close.
That's wife and daughter.
Yeah, he was sitting
right
in the
here.
Next booth right behind us.
Wow.
And I saw the blood. I saw the hairs. And he was sweating profusely. He was eating bacon and drinking coffee at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow. Amazing. Give me a call if you'd like. I'd love to talk more with you.
All right.
All right. If your number's going to be linked up, because I tried calling the hotline after the whole thing blew up, and I got someone in Suffolk County, the dispatcher, and she says, anyone who's ever met the man is calling us. You don't know how many calls we're getting. She goes, I'll put your number in a file, and if a detective calls you and wants to talk to you,
he will, but I never heard anything back.
Dan,
we have your number. I'm going to get it to John.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Holy crap.
Wow.
We got another guy on the phone now who says he met the killer. John Long Island. Joe Long Island.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey. Morning.
So, yeah, I'm 32 now. I was about maybe 15, 16 years old, and my uncle from Babylon area, Bayshore now, was a member of Roslyn Rifle Club, which is off of Mill Road in Manorville or close to Riverhead there.
Yeah.
And we were ready to close up the club. It's a key entry. And no one's back there. You know, it's just me and my uncle. We're shooting clays. And it's getting dark, you know, dark to the point where we can't see anymore. And we had to close the club up. And Rex comes in, who was a member of Roslyn Rifle Range. And we shook hands with him. He was a normal guy. My uncle, you know, says, hey, Joe, this is Rex. He's a cool guy or whatever. You should check out his gun collection because everybody at the club knew that this man had an arsenal, an absolute arsenal. You know, hindsight is 2020. We just thought it was real weird that he was showing up in the dark, you know, as everybody was leaving the club the area where all the bodies were found. It was just crazy, man. But he was
a
normal guy.
Is that where the bodies were found?
Two bodies were found out there. I don't know if they were related to the case or if they ended up.
You probably ran into him when he was disposing one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are two ones he's charged with.
Damn.
Unbelievable, man. But, yeah, it was wild to see how my uncle was commending him on being a good guy.
Well, he didn't know, but, you know. Like, well, these,
I know, like, man.
They have a different exterior.
Rex is a very gregarious, you know, slap you on the back kind of a guy. That was one of his personalities, but it would quickly change, you know, like a
thunderstorm.
Yep.
Hey, Joe, thanks for the
very
call, man.
Very interesting, but, yeah, no problem, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, man. Thanks much.
So weird.
Yeah. Dark side.
Attorney John Ray is on. Hey, John, before I let you go, just give me a couple seconds. Have you been following Karen Reed case?
Karen what?
Karen Reed.
No, tell me who.
I'm gonna send you the story. I want you to take a look at it, and then we'll get your opinion.
All right, great.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, brother. John Ray, we're going to link up to all his stuff on the radio station website. Thank you, sir.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait. You mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.